it's a bittersweet one, because I thought the performance was again just the commitment to each other, the just the togetherness that they showed, the collective, was just phenomenal. It's been phenomenal all year. They were phenomenal last week, and when you look back even in the Jordanstown game, I think it'd be fair to say Jordanstown would have said that they completely, you know, stole the one at the end as well. It's a hard one to take, certainly, but the overriding feeling after this game isn't disappointment, it's complete pride. It's pride in the effort, the commitment levels to them, just the energy that they brought this whole year, and just what they've done for football in the Northwest. Like, there hasn't been a fresher team since I think the early 90s in the Letterkenny area, and then for them to win the B League, and then, you know, to say, you know, in a meeting, now we'll have a cut of the A Championship, and we'll go and say, we'll test ourselves against the best that they have to offer, particularly in Ulster, when, you know, Derry and the Tyrones and the Downs are very strong in terms of, like, underage teams within Ulster. So again, we had players that came through Donegal Academy, we had players come from Louth and you know, the west side, Sligo and Mayo, and it's just the way they came together has been unbelievable. And you know, if it ends tonight, they can hold their head high, because they've done everybody within the college, the county, very, very proud.
Yeah, the game itself, you had a great first half. You were 2-4 to 1 point up at one stage, and Queen's finished strong and got it back to 2-4 to 3 points at half time. But it was still a considerable lead. But they came back very, very strongly at the start of the second half, got 5 points on the trot.
Yeah, look, you can see the talent they have as well. Look, Donnie from Throne there kicked, you know, a couple of good scores. That Owen McGrath was starting to take a bit of a grip in the game. You know, Throne minor and 20s player. So, look, they have talent. They had talent all over the pitch. They had players that have been involved in county minor teams, you know, probably sitting on the bench. And then you look at the players that we had, and the other players then that we were missing, you know, they were always going to have a purple patch, to be fair to the lads. They dug in, they just stuck at it. And then for the last 15 minutes, I thought, you know, various times were a wee bit wasteful, but we had chances even to kick on as well, and we just didn't take them. You know, we left a few chances out there. Again, like, you were never going to nullify them for the whole 60 minutes. I thought in the first half we were very good. I thought we defended excellently in the first half. We defended excellently for the last 15 minutes as well. Very, you know, very disciplined tackling, collective tackling. And, you know, I thought we should have kicked a few more scores, which would have made it a wee bit closer.
Yeah, so whatever happens now, these lads are in their first year at LYT and they'll be looking to push on. We've seen the Sigerson Cup team have a great run this year. Can these lads kick on and have more football and more say on the Gaelic Games field for LYT in the future?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, if you look at it from the college's perspective, like, you know, the LYT now, we're getting to keep our best and brightest within the county. They're not heading away to the Dublins, the Galways, down, you know, to them areas. We're offering the courses here in LYT. So that's, first of all, that's brilliant. They're getting a really brilliant educational opportunity. Then they're getting fresher football, so they're integrated straight away. You know, previous years they might have had to go into a Sigerson squad where some of them maybe wouldn't have been ready. And, you know, we would have probably lost players in that kind of line. So, look, every player in the squad played league football. Most players played in the championship as well at some stage or another. You know, are they good enough? Absolutely. I think the one thing that we can say safely is, after leaving here, is that we're well capable of competing with the best that the top universities have to offer, the resources and things like that there. You know, we can't match, but what we can't match in terms of financial resources or human resources, we can certainly match for work rate effort and the collective effort. So, look, as I said, the overwhelming feeling at the end of this game is definitely pride in the performance, and proud of every one of them.